not making bank. Citigroup announces layoffs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Jeremy Hobson. It's the Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, the European Union might not be so united when it comes to saving Europe. More on that in a minute. But first, where's Wall Street? Worries about the European debt crisis are rattling the markets this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.5%, 69 points, to 12,080. The Nasdaq down 1.1% to 26,18. The S&P 500 down 0.8% to 12,48. Shares of Citigroup are down more than 3% this morning. The banking giant just announced it's going to lay off 4,500 workers. Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Wells Fargo have also announced layoffs in recent months. Here to talk about this with us is Josh Brown, Vice President at Fusion Analytics in New York. He joins us live as he does every Wednesday. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well. Josh, why do we keep seeing these job cuts from banks?
I just think the banks are still too big. The business of banking traditionally is pretty boring, doesn't require quite the levels of staff that they took on in the last decade. So I think the layoffs from companies like Citi, Bank of America, are going to be an ongoing feature, unfortunately.
Now, Josh, to change subjects a bit, the big market mover this morning is the situation in Europe, of course. What are the markets reacting to right now?
You know, there are a lot of big expectations built in to this massive Euro summit that's set to take place at the end of this week. And so far, it appears they did not like the headlines of some of the things that are being discussed. So if you look at, for example, the stock market, the bond market in Germany and Italy, they were trading decently, and then all of a sudden, that old headline risk came back out. Some comments were made about there's not going to be any kind of huge solution or silver bullet. And so what that ends up doing is it takes the speculators out of the market, and there really aren't any other buyers to fill their shoes. So that's what we're seeing this morning.
So you're expecting to see kind of a dragged out solution?
Yeah, I mean, this is not going to be a quickie divorce. If, in fact, the Europe ends up breaking up, it'll probably be in a couple of years. There are still so many solutions and levers to pull and switches to flip on and off. There are a lot more things that will be attempted before they just give up on this project. So I think the markets are coming to grips with that. I think expectations are nothing special either for a huge solution or a huge breakup. And that's kind of where we are right now.
Josh Brown with Fusion Analytics in New York. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Part of what's got the markets down today is that a bailout from the European Central Bank would need a green light from all member states, and that might be tough. British Prime Minister David Cameron has expressed some reservations. The BBC's Matthew Davis has more from London.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy seem to be very keen to rewrite some of Europe's treaties, bringing in new rules for fiscal discipline, which they hope will finally end the region's economic woes. But Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron says he won't sign any new treaties that threaten British interests, including the profitability of London as a major financial centre.
When I go to Brussels, I will be there to defend and promote British interests. We want the single currency crisis solved, but we will protect and defend British interests at the same time.
If Mr. Cameron feels unable to accept a new European Union treaty, the 17 countries who actually use the euro currency may have to come up with yet another plan among themselves. In London, I'm the BBC's Matthew Davis for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Tomorrow, the Senate will vote in the confirmation hearing of Richard Cordray as head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Republicans say they will block the nomination. David Lazarus is the consumer columnist for the LA Times. He joins me now. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So, David, what's the problem? Why are Senate Republicans threatening to block Cordray's nomination?
Well, they say that they feel that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau needs more accountability and more transparency, so they want to see some structural changes to it. That's their story. What consumer advocates are saying is these guys basically want to water down the agency and make it friendlier to businesses. And the key change that they want to make is to do away with a director altogether and instead bring in a five-person commission that advocates say would be more easily influenced by industry. It would have Republicans, it would have Democrats, and as we've seen with the Federal Communications Commission, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, when you've got a mixture of ideologies on the commission, business has a few more ways of getting their point across.
What does this mean for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is, for those who don't remember, the centerpiece for the 2010 Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Act?
Well, what it means is not all of the things that the agency can do are being done right now. And it is doing many of its things. It's overseeing credit cards. It's overseeing mortgages. It's doing that kind of thing. But some of the new things that the agency is appointed to look after, such as payday loans, it cannot do until it has a director in place. And moreover, it's leaderless at the moment. It just simply does not have someone running the show. Elizabeth Warren built it up from scratch, and now she's out of the picture. And so until we bring in Richard Cordray or whoever to run this thing, well, basically, it's not going to get any momentum until a new leadership is in place.
And if you don't mind getting your crystal ball out now, David, what do you think is going to happen with this vote?
So what we can expect going forward is probably a recess appointment, likely in January. And the president will appoint Cordray then. And then there'll be a whole new fight as the Republicans scream about the fact that the president has circumvented due process. And the president has said these guys are trying to block consumer protection. And once again, the game will continue.
David Lazarus is the consumer columnist for the LA Times. David, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, Supreme Court TV could be coming to a basic cable package near you. Congress is reportedly trying to pass a bill that would require Supreme Court proceedings to be televised. Some justices have spoken out against the idea, but I think it could be a hit. The Honorable Simon Cowell has a certain ring to it.
Not in a billion years. There are only so many words I can drag out of my vocabulary to say how awful that was.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
From bling bling to Warren Buffett, we are kind of obsessed with the rich.
I don't think our tax system is very equitable, and I think it drifted dramatically, you know, in the last 10 years toward favoring rich guys like me. So I pay a lower tax rate on much of my income than my cleaning lady does.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. As Congress debates the payroll tax cut, how rich is rich? Gallup explains next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.